Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Thank you. Please, what is this company?
A third-party agency. We deal with several online vendors and products, but I'll be able to clarify, you know, more information once I locate your account. May I have your zip code, please?
10459.
And may I have your first and last name?
Samuel Esiedu.
Okay, can you spell your first name for me, please?
Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L.
Okay, and your last name?
Esiedu, A-S-I-E-D-U.
Okay, just a moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome as well, just a second. And can you verify your shipping address, please?
Shipping, 1136 Simpson Street, Apartment 2, Bronx, New York, 10459.
Just a moment. All right, so it shows that you have our Bites Hub, which is a meal planning app that helps use real food to boost energy, cut sugar carb cravings. And how this occurred, you initially purchased a entry ticket for our sweepstakes for an iPad. We do offer other various prizes, iPhones, Dyson vacuum, etc. So with the payment you made to enter the sweepstakes, that payment also enrolled you into our monthly subscription for the meal plan. And we did send an email with a link for the app while I'm verifying this information as well. So the
Please. Mm-hmm. I am a slow. I don't, the way you are talking, I don't understand. My bank has been hacked.
So I can further explain. Do you recall completing a sweepstakes for a iPad, if I may ask this?
No, I have not completed any sweepstakes for any iPad. So people are so wicked in America like that. I have not.
So let me ask this then, sir. Do you believe that this is a fraudulent issue, like someone maybe has access to your credit or debit card information, or, you know, your information has been stolen?
Yes, this is my account. I don't know how. It's just now that I saw my accounts. For the past 2-3 months, they are taking money every month from my foreign accounts. It's from my foreign accounts. And I saw something and I Googled and find out that it is you. I don't know how it happened.
Yes, sir. So initially, if you would have done this, you would have completed a sweepstakes. And with that sweepstakes you completed, it came along, you know, what comes with that is a meal planning app that offers different recipe guides to cut carbs and boost energy.
I have never done that.
Okay. So are you stating again, this is fraud? I know you stated someone has been pulling money from
this
your account.
Is fraud.
Okay.
This is fraud. I have never done that.
So here's what I can do, sir. Since this is a fraudulent, you know, issue, I can go ahead and submit the cancellation, which will prevent any further charges. And what we can do is go ahead and get an investigation opened by our fraud team to see who used the credit card or debit card without authorization. But before I do proceed, I want to make sure that you are aware that we do take any, you know, credit or debit card fraud seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who has used your card without your authorization. So before I do this, I just want to make sure you don't recall authorizing the charge of $39.89, which is for our monthly meal plan subscription.
I have never done that. Please, it should be canceled. I was actually going to report to FBI and police. But
okay.
I decided to find out this. because I don't understand how my foreign account number is now. I just look at it. The past 3 months, they have taken October, they have taken November, they have taken, they just took today.
They
have to take it, I don't know. And they have taken last month, they have taken in September or something. I'm wondering.
Yes, sir. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and submit the cancellation so there won't be any charges made from this point, and I'll get you up to fraud so they can go ahead and open the investigation, okay? So allow me just a moment to place you on a brief hold to submit up the information, and I'll be back with you in just a moment, okay?
Hey, this America, what are you guys doing? All right.
All right. Please hold and thank you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much for patiently holding. So the account has been canceled, so there won't be any further charges made from this point. I'll go ahead and provide you with the confirmation for the cancellation if you have something to write with.
This, what do I do? Hold on.
Okay.
My problem is not canceling now because I want to file it. My problem is, what about my months which have been taken? I need my money back.
Yes, sir. So that's what. And before I do provide you, in regards to that question that you just asked, that's why I'm getting you over to the fraud team. They're going to be the ones taking over in regards to any possible refunds. Since you stated this was fraudulent, they're going to have to open an investigation before any refunds will be made at this point. So that's why we did go ahead and cancel to prevent any other further charges from being made while the investigation is being, looked into. So I'll go ahead and provide you with the confirmation and go ahead and get you over to our fraud, and they'll be able to provide more information from there, okay? So the confirmation is going to be C as in Charlie, 920-128-504. And again, that C as in Charlie, 920-128-504. So, again, we would like to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Everything has been canceled. And hold on one moment, okay? I'm forwarding you over to our fraud team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.